Dr. John H. Braccio, who is the director of the Regional Psychological Services, and it's time for Speaking Psychologically. Good morning, Doctor.
Well, good morning there, Tony. How goes it? Hot weather.
I'm doing well, and it looks like you define me in the psychologically, of speaking psychologically. You got cycle there, but it's an oxymoron because you got logical. That's not going to work out too well. How are you this morning?
Well, listen, I'm really good. I might say this heat is quite dramatic and something to get used to, but hey, better than 10 below zero.
Well, I'm a weirdo. I have actually been driving around with the windows down, the air conditioning off. I love the heat. The hotter, the better. I think back to January and February. So I've been able to really kind of enjoy this. Let's talk a little bit about the Casey Anthony trial. Now, we didn't talk a lot about that. To me, it wasn't real newsy. Fox News kept up with the tidbits on that. But to me, it was more sensationalized social stuff than it was news. But the thing that I wonder about in that case is the fact that, especially when Casey Anthony was released, here you see the news, and there's a couple hundred people out there, and they're yelling and screaming and holding signs. And I'm thinking to myself, now, no disrespect to those people, but if you got kids or a family or a job or a life or friends, wouldn't you find a better use of your time as opposed to getting in front of TV cameras and behaving like that?
Tony, I think that's part of what you can call it a crowd mentality. I mean, we're talking about people individually that might be just normally leading their life, just working day to day, but you put them together and give them a cause or something that they're really tied into, and they will behave in a very completely different way, in a crowd way, because I was thinking that also. Here's somebody, rightly or wrongly, that has been acquitted of murder, okay, but has been found guilty over and over again in the media or people reading, following this. So she comes out, and there they are, you're a murderer, we're worried about Casey. One person commented, I'm not going to be able to sleep till this is resolved. And just all the passion feeling. Now, I'm certainly a person who believes in having causes that are important, carrying forward. But that is a case where across the country you really had people that really were upset, were looking for blood, wanted something to happen here, and are having a hard time dealing with it really as a collective for the many people that really became, I think, overly involved in that case.
Well, you talked about the mob mentality, and that reminded me of a story from a former MSU football player named Josh Thornhill. And I remember him telling me about being at this party, and it was wild, and it was starting to get out of hand. And right before that moment it got out of hand, he got out of there. At the same party, Mateen Cleaves, the basketball player, was there. And he was trying to break up a fight, and he was actually accused by some in the media as not only being the instigator, but being involved negatively when it was found he was just trying to be the good guy. And I think it all comes down to choices when you have situations like mob mentalities, and you got to make the choice, you know what, I'm out.
Well, that's true. The unfortunate thing, you sometimes can get in the middle of these things. Like in that particular case, it would appear that Mateen was really on the outside of all this and was really trying to stop things from getting out of hand. I do think that in that case, the right decision was to just get away. When you can see things are getting carried away, things are not being logical, they're getting very simplistic, people are looking at things as a group and not necessarily in a logical way, that's a good time to move on and don't get yourself involved. Very dangerous situations come from this type of mentality.
Well, you talk about getting away from there, Dr. Braccio. Boy, I don't know why I'm talking about all these riot-type issues, but I can remember the time that someone lit a fire on Grand River and Abbott Road, and I was in a big DJ vehicle with the DJ company name that I was working for. We had thousands and thousands of dollars of equipment in there, and here I am pulling up, and these these people are hooting and hollering and setting fires. I actually drove over the median, which I could have been arrested for, and stopped traffic so I could go the other way. But it's we get back to that question of doing whatever you have to do to take yourself out of that situation.
Well, I think that was a good choice, too. I mean, you could have gotten in there and some horrible things could have happened, and then you could have been involved in fighting and then being accused of going further than you had to do if you're really emotional and upset yourself. So whenever you see crowds getting together, remember, these are not rational. These are not people thinking as individuals. They become part of a collective. They start seeing things. They just see things. They're not logical. There's passion. There's feeling. There's a cause. And regardless of how important the cause might be, that when people get involved in violence and danger and causing problems, those are just things to stay away from. Now, none of that has necessarily happened with the Casey Anthony, but I have the feeling from listening to some of the comments from that crowd when she left jail there, that could have really got heated up if she had been close to those people, they had gone forward, and people that might be like Clark Kent, as a group, could have really caused some damage and got themselves in some trouble. Those are things to watch out for, and why you'd be crossing the state, crossing the country to be somewhere at midnight is hard to believe. Really.
Doctor, I got about a minute left. You write to me, a psychologist might diagnose Casey Anthony as a narcissist. Her lack of compassion for what had happened, reporting the incident to the police.
Well, see, a narcissist is a very self-centered person, believes the sun comes up in the morning, so he or she has sun, goes down at night, so he or she can sleep, okay? Narcissists aren't generally people who'd be out murdering people. If you wanted to look at someone like Casey Anthony, you could argue that she is that type of a person. So if there were something done to this child, logically, you could say, well, she didn't necessarily first-degree murder this child, but there should have been dancing, partying, and the kid drowns. I'm not trying to say that's true, but I'm just saying, obviously, there'd be in this case, the prosecutors were not able to stick the first or second degree murder, and one of the arguments is that they ought to have gone more for the manslaughter. But if you're looking at a narcissist, they are a normal characteristic is not murdering people. That would not be. That's more in the area of the psychopath, particularly the homicidal psychopath. So I think that's one of the things that may have hurt this case also.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, Tony.